Nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
What's happening, Las Vegas? It's your boy Jeffrey with a G with another live edition of Vegas Nonstop. It is 2 o'clock on Monday, and that can only mean one thing. We are here and you are not. We have a great show for you today. Sports-filled, fun-filled, World Series, football, NCAA, all sorts of good stuff. In studio with us, entertainer extraordinaire Janine Valentine, and with me as always for the last 18 years, my friend and yours, the ambassador of fun, the Wizard of Whoopi and the Master of Mayhem, Mr. Jonathan J. Scott.
Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead. Little nervous there, huh? And you forgot our main guest who's on his way into the studio, recording artist, vocalist.
Al, forgive me, buddy. If you're listening in the car, believe me, I didn't forget you.
Is he going to sing?
Jonathan just gave me this cue 10 seconds before we went on the air.
We're known for our pre-production, and good afternoon, boys and girls, moms and dads, and children of all ages. This is Jonathan Scott, and this is Vegas Nonstop here on NBC. Sports Radio 920 AM. Good afternoon. Congratulations, first of all, on your Boston Red Sox winning the World Series.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It was a very exciting weekend. It was a long weekend because if you watch the game on Friday, here on the West Coast, we were up until 12:30. So our friends on the East Coast in Boston probably didn't go to bed that night. I was listening to you sing Friday night, pacing back and forth.
I did go to bed that night, and not with you.
No, you did not.
Probably for no lack of trying.
Wait a second.
So Friday, we were all together. We shot our pilot for Vegas Nonstop, the series. The Extraordinaire. So thank you again to our friends Cindy Williams for Laverne and Shirley, starring in Menopause the Musical. George Wallace, comedian George Wallace, appearing at the Westgate Hotel and Casino. Singer, producer, songwriter Clint Holmes. Janine Valentine was our referee, as she is today.
Yes, yes.
I'm not sure why I'm in my referee outfit.
Well, because you're going to be referring.
I would like to be called Referee Rack.
The Rack of the Referee.
We got to get her a whistle.
Now I'm going to ask you to go to your phones and go to Facebook. Go to my Facebook page at Jonathan Scott LV and like us and share us and share us and like us. And we're going to talk a little bit about the World Series and the playoffs because it was just phenomenal.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, going into the postseason, obviously the Red Sox having the best record in baseball, it's always easy to say that the best team is going to always win, but that isn't always the case. Facing the Yankees in the first round was probably the best thing that ever happened to us because Aaron Judge decided to play, start spreading the news, New York, New York, in the hallway of Fenway Park after game one, which the Yankees did win. And I'm telling you, folks, this was the catalyst, the turning point, the locker room billboard material that they needed to say, you know what, F this. We're not going to lose to anyone. We're taking this all the way. And they lost one game to the Yankees. They lost one game to Houston. They lost one game to the Dodgers in an 18-inning marathon, the game I was referring to earlier, which went till 3:30 in the morning plus on Friday night Eastern time. And last night, the icing on the cake, beating Clayton Kershaw in L.A. for the deciding game. And your unlikeliest of heroes, David Price and Steven Pierce.
Home runs in one day, in one game.
Yeah, well, Price closes out Houston and then proceeds to pitch two gems against the Dodgers. As a matter of fact, Sale was supposed to pitch last night, and Alex Cora changed it the last minute saying, I'm putting Price back in. And I got to tell you, he put his you-know-what on the table, his cojones, and it paid off. And kudos to him because he made all the right moves in the postseason. Alex Cora looked like a genius, and unfortunately, Dave Roberts looked like not the MLB manager that he is.
Well, I'm in favor of anybody that can put their kahunas on the table.
I agree.
Matter of fact, I think we should start now.
So coming up this segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about baseball, talk about the NBA, a little bit about hockey, a little bit about NFL, what happened last week, what happened yesterday. Tonight's game is going to be, again, we can't get away from people from Boston, but congratulations to everybody.
Yeah.
Red Sox
fans. By the way,
that's
after a drought of 86 years, that's now four championships since 2004.
Since the year 2000, wow. Which is amazing.
2004.
What did they have Carl Yastrzemski do? They had him do something?
He threw out the first pitch.
Is
the
that
other
what it
night.
Was?
Oh, man, it's so good to see Yaz out
yes.
there.
Yes.
They had Eckersley out there. They had Yaz out there.
Now, Eck used to be a Cub.
Yeah, he was a Red Sox long before he was a Cub.
Was he a Red Sox before he was a Cub?
Yeah, he's a Boston guy.
And he's still announcing, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, it's interesting because he and Price had words last year on Nesson, if I'm not mistaken, about how some – I think Price took offense to something that Eck had said on air or after the show or something, and they sort of had a little battle of the words in the media. It was kind of funny. But, yeah, Eck's still around. They love him in Boston. They always will. And it was nice to see David Price finally, after being 0-9 or 0-10 in the postseason, rise to the occasion, do what he did. And the Red Sox are champions of the world.
Well, so, playoffs were great. Series were great.
I was just going to say, for the women out there, if you guys want to, if you're on Facebook Live and you want to just send us a little message or whatever, for the women out there, who is the most handsome Boston? That's kind of why I watch baseball.
I like
just saying.
That.
They're in the tight little pants. Like, it's super cute.
It depends what kind of, what's your type? Like, do you like them
what's
tall,
my type?
Thin, built?
I like them with a 401k.
Yeah, and all their teeth.
And all their teeth.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
And don't live with your mom. Drive your own car
yes,
and have all your teeth.
don't live in your mom's basement.
Yeah.
And please, if you're a serial killer, hashtag me too, go away. Okay.
A little later on in the show, we're going to have I don't know what WWE stood for. What was it? Wide World of Wrestling. Rob Van Dam. He's appearing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at Hooters Hotel and Casino in Tropicana, Las Vegas. Rob has gone from being a wrestler to being a comedian.
Oh.
So he's going to be calling in a little bit later on the show, and as we said, singer, songwriter, Grammy-nominated record producer Al B. Shore is on his way in, so we've got
Al
plenty
B.
to talk about. Rockin' Riley's, an Irish rock pub, is going to have some Vegas Golden Knights rally parties on Saturday, the 3rd of November against the Hurricanes, and on the 14th of November against the Ducks, and Jeffrey with a G and I are going to be there to say hello, give out prizes, do some trivia, and have some fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's a cool, cool Irish pub. It's right across from the park. It's called Rockin' Riley's, and they say the best drinks are the ones we have with friends. Better than drinking alone, isn't it, Janine?
It certainly is.
How sad
Absolutely.
Is that? How sad
Something
is that?
To be sad for drinking alone.
where are you watching the game tonight?
Oh, it's not really much of a game.
Oh, come on. Now, you know Buffalo's going to kill them.
Buffalo's getting 14 points.
The Patriots are two touchdown favorites on the road.
But I'm glad you asked that.
Tom Brady is 15-2 lifetime against the Bills. I mean, I would love to see a great game, but...
Again, he's handsome, but I'm a little tired of him.
Well...
Of Tom.
Yeah, I think somebody else needs a chance to win.
Well, he didn't win last year.
Can his life be any more perfect? He's perfect. His wife is perfect. His children are perfect. He makes a gazillion dollars. His wife makes a gazillion dollars. I mean, give someone else a chance.
She actually makes more.
I know she does.
He's only worth like $150 million. She's like $300 million.
I know. So give someone else a chance to like have some good in their life.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question where we're going to watch the game. Because right after the show, you're all invited to join us at Amore Taste of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
On Durango between Flamingo and Twain, where they have Italian pizza, Italian beef sandwich. What am I talking about? Italian beef sandwiches, Chicago pizza, Chicago hot dogs, Chicago food, Italian food.
You just
Italian
said Chicago
food,
hot dogs.
Just food. I said hot dogs twice?
No, well, the way you said it, you had a Chicago accent.
Well, there's some good reason for that. where did you grow up, Janine?
In Buffalo, New York.
Well, that's right.
With Clint Holmes. Not with Clint Holmes. I'm slightly younger than him. I meant that in the nicest way. No, but hometown of Frankie Shinta and Clint Holmes. Well, and Janine Valentine.
And Janine Valentine stars with Frankie Shinta in the show that's at the South Point called Frankie Shinta.
The Showman.
The Showman.
It's the best bargain out there, I'm telling you right now. And you know what? I always said this. This is, you can't mark my words, but I always said that we should give a money back guarantee. Because people come and they're like, I've never seen this show. Oh my God. And then they leave and going, oh my God, this is the best show I've ever seen. Not just because I'm in it. I mean, the group, our musicians are outstanding, and then Frankie, Mr. Showman, you know, he's just, it's a great, it's
yeah,
a great part of time.
Yeah,
it's fun,
great.
It's funny. It's
You're great in the show, and
anyway, enough
C's.
About me. More about me.
Enough about you, is it? Not enough about you. So we're going to have a little segment called Ladies Locker Room. with Janine Valentine. And ladies' locker room, we've done it before, Jeffrey and I, when we talk about sports wagering, women don't always know what we're talking about, Janine.
And they want to get involved on the gambling side.
Do we?
I think so.
You
Not
think so?
You per se, but I think women in general that are hanging out with their significant others,
yes.
guy friends, whatever, watching games in bars, whatever, they hear us talking about fantasy and gambling and betting.
Right.
And I think some of them would like to have a better understanding, that's all.
I would love to gamble with somebody else's money, absolutely. I mean, I've taken lots of gambles in my life. Ladies, are you with me? I gambled when I got married,
OPM
both times.
And
no way, is that
in studio, in studio, better late than never, Albie Brown. Albert Joseph Brown III is a three-time Grammy-nominated American R&B record producer, radio host, recording artist, and actor who was born in Boston, Mass., grew up in Leonia, New Jersey? Leonia, New Jersey.
Mount Vernon,
New York. And my big brother, Albie Shore.
And he's sporting a Vegas Golden Knights hat, so I'm impressed.
Let's put Albert right next to me.
Of course he is.
Excellent.
He knows what's up.
He knows
what's up. The government.
How about our Red Sox, baby?
See, I'm slightly impartial.
I understand. Go ahead.
I was born in Cambridge.
Okay, go on.
But grew up in New York.
Yeah.
So
what are you going to tell me? You wear the pinstripes?
I wear the pinstripes.
Oh,
I was wondering if you were a Dodger.
But I wear the Knights, too, so hey.
I was wondering if you were like a closet Dodger fan.
I've been in L.A. for 20 years, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I thought you might be rooting for the Dodgers.
And, you know, Magic Johnson, those are all my, you know, that's family. So, you know, I was really, but clearly Boston had their number. I mean, it was just almost like, it was like David and Goliath, but the story didn't end up like the Bible story.
No, they didn't start on fire.
I think Jeffrey with a G has ADD, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. So, Jenny, Al, you walked in and we're doing a segment called Ladies' Locker Room Explaining Sports Wagering, which I've done to you.
I think you should send me into the actual locker room. I promise to be good.
No, you should have sent her into the Boston locker room.
Yeah. Well, let's start off with sports wagering. Well, the first thing they have to understand is the spread.
Easy.
I thought you were going to keep this like totally PC and not sexual.
When have you ever known Jonathan to be totally PC and non-sexual?
So, do you understand what the spread is, Janine?
Yes.
Please explain.
Something about butter, you said.
I didn't say anything about butter.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Parquet.
Like butter.
It's like butter.
The spread is when is the point system when one team is better than the other. It's the spread that...
It's like, the amount of points that Las Vegas deems one team will win by.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
You still have, like, sleep lines on your face. Did you just wake up?
No.
Thanks for coming.
So the way I explain it is when you were a kid and you were playing baseball or stickball out in the street, and one team was better than the other, they would say, we're going to spot you some points.
The spotting. Oh, right. That's what you're talking about.
Ladies, the spread.
Yeah,
the spread. I'm not going to go there.
Spotting.
But
really?
The spread is not something you do with your legs.
Oh, my God.
I don't know where you grew up.
You just said you weren't going to go there.
I changed my mind.
I don't know where you grew up playing stickball, but we never spotted anyone any runs.
Yeah, I think it's the new meds.
No way.
It must be Jonathan.
You're coming to play. You're coming to play stickball. Then if we win 20-0, then so be it.
You know, I never played organized sports
of any kind.
No,
really?
It was always pickup games in the street. Well, I grew up in Chicago.
Well, that's
so what does that mean?
We didn't have organized sports in Chicago. Just organized crime.
We did. Come on, organized crime.
If kids can get together and put a game, that's organized sports.
No, we didn't have uniforms. We didn't have shirts with the same name. We just went out and played.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, but how come you didn't play any sports like in high school, like on a team?
I did not.
Everybody had the same shirts. It said Sears.
Robert Hall.
Exactly.
All right, Janine.
Yes.
Ladies' locker room.
Oh, this is
over and under. Do you understand what the over and under is?
Here we go. Starts with spread. Now we're on over and under.
Oh, it has nothing to do with the bedroom.
I say marona mia. Okay. So the
Spanish?
Over under. Okay, the under part it is looking good in your underwear, right? Because I'm in the locker room, you said.
Absolutely.
So I'm I'm checking out
that
the tushies.
Would be the under,
I would totally get hashtag me too, like, because I'd be pinching tushies.
Pound me too.
Sorry. Over under. How did you do on your over under with yesterday's game? Because I know you had.
I had the under, and I did not do well because it was the Packers and
the Rams.
And the Rams.
That was a good game, though.
Yeah, they put out about 100 points.
It was a great game, but not for me.
Well, I understand that because you're. What was your spread?
It was minus 7.5.
Okay, and then what was your over-under total?
57.5.
Oh, okay, and then, oh, yeah, so you did really very poorly.
On both sides.
Yeah.
Ladies locker room, if you want to win a lot of money, bet the opposite of Jonathan Scott.
The over-under is the total amount of points in a game.
Scored by both teams.
So Jonathan voted under
57.5.
With 57 points for yesterday's game.
And scored 80.
Yeah, so you're a big loser.
For lack of better terms, it's kind of hard when you have the Rams, who are undefeated, and you have Aaron on the other side. So that's a pretty hard decision.
Well, people are saying Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. Who's the better quarterback out of the two?
Well, Tom Brady wasn't.
Wait,
are you talking about right now?
Yeah,
I think Aaron Rodgers is the better quarterback. But
Aaron
if the game
Rodgers.
Is on the line, you're going Brady all day.
As long as there's 4 seconds on the clock.
Exactly. There's no one else playing today or in. Probably the last 10 years I can think of, including Manning and Breeze and Favre, for that matter, who...
Jim Kelly.
You would definitely not Jim Kelly.
Come on.
I love Jim. I'm glad to see he's doing well. His
yes.
health is getting better.
Yes.
But I can't think of another person in the last 10 to 20 years even, Marino, whatever, that you'd rather have the ball in crunch time than Tom Brady.
We're going to come back with more NFL.
41, that's it?
What about Steph Curry?
We've got and Rob Van Dam from Wrestling World, a comedian, is going to be calling us in the next hour. So stay right where you are. We're going to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop on NBC.
Amore Taste of Chicago is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas Nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore Taste of Chicago, food the way you remember it.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original Bacon Martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Hey everybody, you need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, a cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks, or just enjoy an icy cold beer. relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room. Just look for the pink neon.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920, the game is KBAT Las Vegas.
Like Missy Misdemeanor Elliott.
Brown the third.
Oh, man.
Oh, I did it again. I'm not supposed to do that. God.
Wow, you couldn't even wait either. You went right into it.
I went right
for the jugular.
I went right in. Jump.
You're going to be in timeout pretty
soon. I'm going to be in timeout really soon.
Let's put him in the corner.
Yeah, I'm in corner time.
No one puts Jonathan in the
corner. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
That's two.
That's eight.
We have the ref here. She will call a personal. You'll get the red card. You will be out of here.
I can tell you already what's going to happen. Just already call it. Unnecessary roughness.
A few up-and-coming events. Wednesday, October 31st, Halloween superstar Diana Ross appears at the Encore Theater.
What an amazing show it is, too. You've got to see that one.
How old were you when you met Diana Ross?
Wow, let's see. I had to be maybe 21 years old, and what an experience that was, just being in the studio and having her come in and, you know, doing a duet with me called No Matter What You Do, I Love You All the Same. And it was my dream to work with her, because obviously as a youngster and somewhat of a music historian, as a young man and, you know, listening to hip-hop, but also listening to more of Motown and Frank Sinatra and Nat King Cole and Johnny Mathis. I mean, that was kind of the Eagles and, you know, groups of that nature, and it was such an amazing time for me, so that when I finally got my own contract, I started to pick people that I wanted to work with. So one of the first names was, you know, Michael McDonald, Rod Stewart, Diana Ross, Al Green, you know. So everybody thought it was going to be LL Cool J, and, you know, which it was, because those are my heroes. Those are
but
my,
the
those
legends.
My childhood,
that, oh, that's
those are
amazing.
My childhood heroes. LL Cool J, you kidding me?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Rock the bells,
yeah.
You know? And, it's an amazing experience. I mean, what a professional. She's obviously absolutely gorgeous, and the voice, the voice hasn't missed a step.
Oh, I love hearing that. That's awesome.
So definitely go check her out.
Good for her.
How old were you when you won the New Artist of the Year?
Oh, wow. So that was American Music Award or the Soul Train? Okay. American Music Award.
He's like, which one?
No. very. I want to be specific.
Of course, we wouldn't want to confuse which Artist of the Year you are.
No. What a complete blessing. I think it was 1989.
Ooh.
American Music Award for Best New Artist. And then I think also the Soul Train Awards and New York Music Awards. So it was a blessing. It was a big year of... coming out.
Change, yeah. Change.
Yeah, and you know,
just an upward movement.
Yeah, and the greatest part about it is just that is to this day I'm more excited now at turning 50 and more excited about having that vehicle of expression called music than anything else.
Let me ask you, you and I share the same birthday.
Absolutely.
Which
we have to do something on our birthday.
Wait, when's your birthday?
June 4th.
We're both June 4th.
June 4th.
Oh,
and as well
babies.
As my youngest son, Quincy.
Of course.
Which He has the brand new Christmas movie coming out on Netflix, so we have to check that
what
out.
What is that called?
So I'll tell you later.
Okay, okay.
That's now, fine. We played Al's Night and Day, probably the biggest hit, and what a thrill it was for you to re-record it with your son, Quincy, just recently. This is last year, wasn't it?
What fun, what fun. And, you know, it's always great when one of your youth come to you and say, hey, Dad, I want to work with you on something, anything. If they even, if they want your opinion.
And he probably thinks like you're going to be like maybe not, and you must have been so blessed.
No, like, absolutely. Yeah. Are you kidding me? And I was like, absolutely. Tell me what time to be there. I'll be there, and let's just have some fun with it and be creative, and let's make it into yours. So all we did was take the old formula and just, we call it update the software.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, so now it's called I Can Tell You Night and Day 2.0.
Oh, yes. That's great. When you can share your love and passion of music with your child, that's amazing.
Well, another thing that Al does that's cool is he mentors young people. I was in the studio with Al a couple of months ago where somebody just submitted a hip-hop song, and then you took the time to remix it and introduce that new young artist.
Yeah. But you know,
I could use some mentoring.
Done deal.
What is that funny?
With your hip-hop?
No, not with my hip-hop.
I don't just do hip-hop. We do it all. Just the love, the love of music. And, you know, like I said to you, just... I'm just probably more grateful for having the vehicle of expression that's completely changed my life. So, I love it.
What about you? Still tour? You still play a number of dates a year?
Yeah, I'm on tour almost 80% of the year.
And are you a solo, or you do it with other like 80s and 90s?
Yeah, and actually, which is great. They have an amazing new show here called, from the 90s.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
With Salt and Pepper.
I was going to go with you.
All for One.
I was going to go with you, and then we did our pilot the day after, so I couldn't go.
Right, no worries. But we'll have a good time. Actually,
who else is
Salt and Pepper.
I saw In
Rob
Vogue.
Bass.
In Vogue?
Right. No, but this particular show is at the Paris Hotel.
Okay.
And it's an evergreen property, so meaning that the artists can exchange. So it's almost like how I do on tour. Like one date I'll be on the road with, it'll be myself, Keith Sweat, El DeBarge, Casey and JoJo. Then the next, right? Then
I
the
gotta
next show.
Me some Keith Sweat.
I ran around with El DeBarge.
That's my man. Keith, that's my dude right there.
Oh, he is a beast.
No, Keith Sweat.
Yeah, Keith Sweat is a beast. He's one of the
smooth
premier showmen. And then another date would be like I just did last year, Pompano Beach. It was Al B. Shore and Boyz II Men.
Yeah.
And then
nice.
We did Miami, and then it was Al B. Shore and Brian McKnight. So,
wow.
so I love the packages, how they switch around. And then it'll be Al B. Shore, SWV, Ginuwine,
yes.
and After
Sisters
Seven.
With Voices.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in forever.
Yeah.
But it's safe to call that music panty-dropping music.
Absolutely.
How about soul-searching music?
I like panty-dropping music.
Yeah. How about answer D, all of the above?
Yeah. All of the above.
But to answer your question, then, what he's saying is they're going to I can't speak.
Hi, how are you?
Lord.
Get ESL classes will take place after the show?
Right.
En Vogue is coming, and also Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray. And who else is slated?
Mark was there this weekend at the
I heard he was partying hardy.
Yeah.
Shout out to our friend Seth Udoff and UD Factory, who's producing that show over at the Paris. And the acts will be coming and going, and they've been working
that's
on
so
it for about a year.
When is Keith Sweat coming back? I got to see me some
Al
Keith.
Would know.
I don't know. If Keith
please,
Keith does a show,
would you
then
know?
I'll do the show.
Mm.
Would you let me know?
If they invite me.
Oh, come on.
Only if they invite me.
And would you let me know?
Absolutely.
Thursday, November 1st, Barry Manilow returns to the Westgate, Las Vegas. Also, comedian George Wallace is appearing five times a week at the Westgate. Have you gone yet to George's new show?
I really want to. First of all, I'm one of the biggest George Wallace fans. And every time I run into him somewhere in Vegas, he's always so gracious and humble and just, but what a funny guy. It's like, he's never off.
He's a great guy.
George was with us on Friday, and he loves to eat.
Boy, that's a big dude.
And George
that's
is a big
man. Dude.
And in his family, he's got 7 Super Bowl winners.
Rings. I did not know that. I was fascinated when he was rattling that off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. A couple with the Niners, a couple with the Patriots.
Sunday, November 4th, the Temptations are at the Orleans Hotel and Casino.
Now, that's a show. Every single group that's out there, I don't care whether it was NSYNC, New Edition, Boyz II Men, they all have a taste or a piece of the Temptations.
Yeah.
The Temptations were the premier performance group, and that's something I would tell young people to do. Like, if you have any aspirations to be involved with entertainment in any way, shape, or form, go on YouTube or whatever you kids use and find something with an old performance of the Temptations, the Intruders, the Delphonics,
the Commodores,
the Commodores, those groups, because they set the tone for true performance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, today, they can still go out and tour. I mean, because the
and pack it out.
And like, pack it out. Yeah. And that particular music. And even with, you know, with the New Jack Swing, very specifically, there's a genre of music that has a digital footprint all over the globe that people still, there's a generation of women who are starving to be told, I love you again. And they reach back to the
hello, please someone love me.
And that's what it is. And they all reach, they reach back to this music. They reach back to the music that makes them feel good. Because you know, some, don't get me wrong, because like I'm the biggest Lil Wayne fan in the world, right? So when I'm in the club, I want to rock with Lil Wayne. But when I'm in the in another situation, you know, I want, you know, something a little different.
Lil Barry.
Yes, it is.
Lil Barry.
Show you right. Little Barry White.
I know.
I did a show with the Temps. I did a bowling show with the Temptations.
I want to, like, take my clothes off. I don't know what it is.
What about taking your clothes off?
I said when he speaks.
Wait, all of a sudden,
it's panty dropping music.
Me too.
It's just his voice. It's so soothing, and it's very romantic.
Thank you.
Can you leave my voicemail message on my phone?
You know what? Wait, okay.
This is for Janine. She can't get to the phone right now.
He'll do it at the break.
No, that is too funny. That's too funny. That so many people ask me to do that. So I do it all the time. So funny. You've called Janine. She's not in right now, so please leave a message. But now wait, does anybody even use an answer machine anymore?
Yeah, right. Okay. No, voicemail.
Well,
I have a Codaphone.
Yeah.
I have a Codaphone.
I'll text in the voice.
More with LB Sure. We've got wrestler Rob Van Dam. Did I say it right, Bobby? Rob Van Dam calling in in this next half hour. Take a short commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop on NBC.
Amore, Taste of Chicago, is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas Nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original bacon martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Hey everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston. A cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks or just enjoy an icy cold beer. relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room, just look for the pink neon.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but dare I take the sound before you make it. And you start to freeze, and so it looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed, cause this is
you on Vegas Nonstop from NBC Sports Radio, 920 a.m. in studio. Al, be sure.
Yes, sir.
Worked with Michael Jackson, knew Michael Jackson, knew all the Jacksons, grew up with the Jacksons.
Don't I wish? Oh, hey, look, anything good for radio, I guess. I am the biggest Michael Jackson fan, and very specifically as growing up as a child, to the point where I did an appreciation. So I did a remake, which is, you know, available on iTunes, what have you. It's called Lady in My Life.
No, I did not know that.
Written by Rod Temperton and Quincy Jones and Michael as well. So just, I mean, what an amazing, just the body and catalog of work that this man created was just phenomenal.
He wrote a bunch of other songs for other artists as well that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a blessing. Just having an opportunity to work on Usher's first project and Tevin Campbell and, you know, remixes for Rod Stewart and Robert Palmer and... Just, you know, it was an opportunity to just kind of just work my craft, and this is something I was so excited about doing. And so, you know, Jodeci.
Wow.
So you're having my baby, and it means so much to me. There's nothing more precious than to raise a family.
Yeah, I had two kids, and no one ever sang that to me.
Oh, man. No, it was an exciting time. Like I said to you, music is something that just... gives you a vehicle of expression to reach the masses all over planet Earth, and that's a blessing, you know. It really is.
You were a vice president of Motown, weren't you?
Vice president of A&R for a small stint, and you know, and just an amazing time. Like I said to you, Mr. Andre Harrell was the premier, make sure everybody eats executive mogul, who, you know, obviously started Uptown Records with myself, Mary J. Blige, Jodeci. Guy, you know, Teddy Riley, the list goes on. I mean, jeez. It's just, you know, Christopher Williams, Jeff Redd, just the list goes on. Just the Heavy D and the Boys, excuse me. Are you kidding me? Yeah, whoa. You know, I mean, think about it. This one gentleman who used to be partners with Russell Simmons at Def Jam, and then he broke off to do his own thing. So Russell had the hip hop, kind of the militant hip hop with Public Enemy, all that stuff down to a science. Andre kind of wanted to bring it to more of a commercial kind of, you know, R&B musical, and it was great. It was a great transition in terms of being able to launch that particular label. And then we just re-ran it basically like a boutique version of what Motown represented.
Ooh, so Motown. That's my favorite place.
And you've done a few movies. You did a movie with Adam Sandler recently. It was a little cameo.
Just a cute little cameo, but what fun just sitting at the table laughing with Jay Leno and Salt-N-Pepa and...
What's the name of that movie?
Chris Rock. It's called Adam's Sandy Wexler.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's been out, right?
Yeah.
On Netflix.
On Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's an exciting time.
How funny is Chris Rock?
Let me tell you something. Chris Rock is probably you know, besides like Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy and Chris Rock, I say his name in those in the same circle.
I agree. I agree with you.
And the fun part with Chris, and big shout out to Tony Rock as well, because Chris always has they have the funniest story about. So I gave Chris Rock his first job because he used to open up for me on the tour. So when we did little hotel tours and stuff. Just the funniest.
Wait, you were singing and he was doing stand-up to open?
No way.
Yeah. I'd like you to give me my last job.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you're only as good as your last
but
job.
But those, right? But those are just the blessings that you know, how long ago the universe. Was that? This is in 1987, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm dating myself.
When I met Chris, he was really quiet. I met him at the Democratic National Convention
in Chicago. When he was doing Pookie in New Jack City.
Yeah, there you go. And what's funny is, so if you ever see any of the old movies, and what's been really nice, too, like what's amazing about Chris is, I don't know if it's maybe coincidental or he's just, but I know he's a great guy. There's always something associated with me in the film. So, like, remember his movie CB4?
Yeah.
His name was Albert Brown. or in the movie where he's running for president.
I'm sorry, what was his name?
Your chin is really heavy right now with some things dangling. You know, and then in the presidential movie where he's running for president, as he and Regina get off of the bus, you know, they're playing Night and Day. So I love seeing stuff like that. Like,
is that an homage to you because you gave him his first gig?
I don't know, but I think it's
You've never asked him?
I just think it's cool as heck, and I so appreciate it. But also, you know what? Chris is probably a music historian, and he grew up, he was there with us making all this music. So he was always in the mix, like with this Jodeci. He was a part of that culture of New Jack Swing.
When he made Top 5, that's what I used to think of, like, when who's your top five, right?
Yeah, and isn't he in New Jack City anywhere?
Yeah, he's Pookie.
All that, that's what I'm saying. So imagine, but he is a part of that culture of the Albie Shore, Keith Sweat, Jodeci, all of that.
Well, what's funny about New Jack, you got Ice-T in there as well, so there's a musical inclination there as well. And
that's bridging the West and East Coast. Yeah. And big shout out to Ice-T.
And that's when the Coast had a little bit of a beef going on.
Yeah, but you know what? It's sometimes, you know, unfortunately, things like that spiral out of control.
It wasn't things, it was people, certain people.
It's always great to have competition.
Sure.
That's a healthy thing. Just when it spirals out of control, then, you know.
We don't have any competition.
Nah.
Nobody's doing sports comedy. Nah.
So talk to us about your transformation.
Oh, wow.
Your
because this
body.
Is the first time I'm seeing you probably in about a year.
Yeah.
Because I believe, you know what, I think Jonathan and I were at your crib for Memorial Day last year.
That's your crib?
So we're just past.
You sound so tough.
He is tough. He's born June 4th.
Facetious.
And I saw you walk in today, and I've seen pictures of you, obviously, but being next to you, bro, you look absolutely amazing.
Thank you. Well, first of all, very humble thank you.
Yeah.
You know what, I decided... you know, my youngest son said something to me really cool one day, and I didn't comprehend it until later. And he says, "Yeah, Pops, you know, you got to be in charge of your star player." You know, that whole thing. And I was like, "Okay." And then my grandson,
referring to yourself,
yeah, right, to yourself. Yeah. And then my grandson looked at me one day. I think it was at maybe one of the birthday.
You are way too young to have a grandson.
Bless you.
Holy Toledo.
He's 50.
So, I turned 50.
Way to be
50,
settled, John.
I turned 50 this year. And it was really, we were having a great time, and he kind of looked at me, and he tapped me on the tummy, and he says, "Pop-Pops, you can play Santa Claus next year."
Oh,
now, listen, now,
the
mind
honesty
you,
of children.
Love it. It was the best thing that
wake
that,
up. Yep.
And everyone knows around me that my grandson Chase just has me wrapped. I don't care. It could be camels, horses, cars, whatever you want for your birthday. Like, this kid is such an amazing kid.
I want a camel.
You know, just this is the most amazing child in the world. He's, you know. So long story short, you know, just the culmination of that, and then just
life changes, things happen.
Then looking at the scale one day, and I was with some dear friends, and we were, you know, on a really nice trip, you know, like on a plane, and like some really exotic stuff, right?
Yeah.
And every time I'm kind of, you know, looking, you go by the mirror and this, and I wasn't feeling too well.
Yeah.
It's a combination of a few things. Then I got on a scale. The scale said 299.
Mm.
Ooh.
That was an eye opener for me.
Yeah, you're wake up.
Because you never want to see a three.
Right, so I started doing research. I'm like, can somebody just come and remove the small child from inside of me that I'm carrying around? Like, I don't know what, you know. Right, so I did everything from bariatric surgery, which I have to be honest,
What's bariatric, lap band?
No, never do that. There's a thing called a sleeve also, too. What they will do is they come in, Blossom Bariatrics. It's an amazing place right here in Las Vegas.
I knew her. She was a dancer.
And you dated her three times.
Blossom Bariatrics. Exactly. She's at Sapphire.
Anyway, long story short, the metamorphosis of it, but you also have to kind of prepare your body because it's also a lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, and I'm the worst at, and I can be very honest now because, you know, I'm working on a book and life story and everything. I beat up my body pretty badly over the years. And, you know, I thought I was one of the Rolling Stones. So, but I
got nothing on Keith. You
know, but I tell you, it's an entire lifestyle change. It's an entire metamorphosis that you have to really truly embrace and decide to do for yourself.
Right.
So, you know, and I still waver because every once in a while I love drinking a big ginger ale and I have a bowl of
you
candy.
You like those Moscow mules.
Yeah. But at least I cut out all the brown liquor stuff, you know. So
all the sweet liquors. Right. The rums right. and the...
What kind of liquor?
Oh, Lord.
Bacardi?
Just stick with tequila and wine, I'm telling you.
But what I've done is actually I've cut half of that out. I've cut basically almost everything. So I stopped the bread, rice, and pasta, you know. But I can do it because after losing 100 pounds, enjoy it. It's like very, very small portions.
Right.
But let me tell you the most significant part of this entire journey, and you can check it out on my website. If you go to albyshore.net,
mm-hmm.
So it's albyshore.net/silver.
Silver.
So
okay.
So before, I know you've heard of colloidal silver and things like that. So that's what they used to soldiers were in war, they would pour that stuff in their wounds, mm-hmm. you know, that type of stuff. So now there's something called structured silver, and it heals yeast, bacteria, all type of stuff. It's the most amazing thing.
Is it something that you ingest?
Yes. Actually, you can gargle. You gargle in the morning.
It's
a gel. Yeah. What you do is you just go to my site. Go to albyshore.net.
I'm dying to see
/silver. Albyshore, ALBSURE, albyshore.net/silver. And it kind of gives you the whole rundown of what it is. And then the main, you know, it'll take, you know, to give you the main site. But I'm telling you, it's the most amazing thing in the world, you know, proven by doctors, the whole bit. And it's one of the oldest forms of, and you know what it does? It cures your core.
Ooh,
because
that's great.
The core is the most important part of the metamorphosis of really just getting down to it. Now, mind you, I'm still kind of reckless because I'll have a drink here and there, but I eat it. I have this little bowl of chocolate when I go have a cigar. It's like Snickers and this, and I'm eating sugar. But that's just little thing.
You've cut way back. We were out the other night. Your portions were like, let's take it home.
Right, right. Yeah. So everything is, I'll have a bowl of spaghetti, but I'll take maybe 3 or 4 bites. And I'm good. And then I'm at least satisfied because people don't realize food is not to enjoy. Food is fuel.
It's so hard, though. I mean, I'm Sicilian. I love food.
I still enjoy it. Then I'm Sicilian, too, because I enjoy it.
I thought you were Jewish. I thought L.B. Schwartz.
Absolutely.
L.B. Schwartz.
And listen, my mother said, you're a citizen of the world. You're every man. But it's been amazing.
Silver.
But this structured silver.
Does it detox? You said it's good for the core, but is it detox? Because I'm pretty sure my liver's screaming at me.
Right. See, the colloidal silver is something that would kind of have a little bit of after effect, and it would stay. There you go. And it would stay in your system. The structured silver leaves your system after 12 hours, but it cleans up, like I said, yeast, bacteria, infection, all those things.
It'll clean up your yeast infection, Jeffrey.
There you go.
Oh my goodness, I've been looking for something to take.
There you go. And it comes in liquid form. Oh boy. It comes in liquid form and in gel. So if you have like a rash, you have any, you know, things going on, it has a gel, you can put it all over.
That's awesome.
It's been the most amazing find for me. And the main site is called
Salus
Defense.
You don't swallow
Defense.
It? You just gargle
you can,
with it?
You can swallow, yeah. Oh. You can, so I'll gargle it.
I'm sorry, what?
I'll swallow it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. But yeah, like I said,
okay.
I need
a yellow flag, too.
But that's been the most important part of the journey besides the control of everything.
This one factor keeps silver.
It keeps your core. It keeps your core in order, and it keeps the infection out, and keeps all of the bacteria.
Well, I think people understand that 70% of your digestion is in your stomach.
There you go.
So that's amazing.
There you go. Absolutely, absolutely. And so again, if you want to find out more information, you can just go to albyshore.net/silver.
So do you work out at all? Like you have a gym regimen or
not yet,
70% of, I know I'm keep throwing out that number,
no,
but
please.
It's true. But 70% is also has a lot to do with what you eat and not necessarily the gym. So
absolutely,
you know, I
drink a lot of water.
I work out so that I can eat cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Live for those sugar cookies.
I was like, how many
cookies?
Calories? I went on a hike. I had like 11,000 something steps, and I'm like, thank God I had to burn. My roommate made cookies last night, and I'm afraid
of that little
dozen.
Watch too. I still want to get one.
I want to get one
because I'm looking. It's like, I didn't take enough steps today.
Yeah. Oh, right.
And I gained some weight.
You can't be like that it's watching every step.
Right. So I try not to. So now I'm actually proud. So I got this. You know, I went to Amazon. I ordered this little scale. It's a little cool scale, and it sits in my bathroom. So, you know, when I get up and go in the bathroom, I'm looking there. I go get on the scale, and I'm like, wow. And so it's this metamorphosis that it's an emotional thing as well.
Because of course it is.
Imagine, just like the other night, I go to the premiere for the 90s show at the Paris, right. And my own cousin, who manages Salt and Pepper, you know, he's calling me, where are you, so-and-so, you okay, I want to make sure you, do red carpet, so-and-so. I said, no, I'm good, I'll just... And I'm standing right in front of him.
And he doesn't recognize
you. He does
you.
Not recognize
you. Are you serious?
Because we hadn't, he's been on tour with Salt and Pepper and he hasn't seen me.
How funny is
that? So it's been about a year.
This is family.
And this is family. This is the first any heartbreak tour. This is fifth grade. This is, So again, it's people who are good friends. Shaquille has the
Big Chicken.
Big Chicken.
Yeah, Shaq's Big Chicken.
Shaq's Big Chicken Shaq. Yeah. And literally, and he looked at me, he was like,
Al?
Al?
Yeah.
Like, I felt like,
More like this, Al?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, speaking of diet food, you're all invited to join us at Amore Taste of Chicago.
I'm there.
For a pizza and podcast right after the show on Durango between Flamingo and Twain. How's that for a segue?
If you're looking for a healthy option, our friend Amal Shah says they have the best eggplant parm in the city.
I am down. And that's one of the things that I'm a food addict. I love food. I love to eat. I love, so that doesn't go away. And also psychologically, until it takes some time, your body still thinks, my body still thinks that I'm a 300-pound man.
Yeah.
And I just did a great job. I did the Kim Kardashian angles and I wore the suits and I'm, doing all the stuff.
No, I saw the modeling shots.
Yeah. And so now recently, I finally did, my manager arranged a photo shoot and it was just, quiet as kept. I cried half the time every time I go change in the bathroom because I didn't because I've always wanted to, I'm looking at, you look at these suits and you see stuff. You walk by, you're in the mall, and this is really nice. Oh, look at this.
I can't wear that.
Yeah. Well, I've got suits in all sizes. I have a fat tuxedo and a not so fat tuxedo.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And I still have mine, so you can have mine.
A couple of other announcements. We've got a pair of tickets to give away to go see Rob Van Dam. He's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at Hooters Casino. Go to the website at VegasNonstop.com and register, and we're going to give away some tickets for Rob Van Dam. Again, Rock and Riley's, we're going to be there on Saturday the 3rd when the Knights are playing the Hurricanes for a pre-party over at Rock and Riley's, and that's 3743 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Let's do some picks. Tonight it's pretty obvious.
The Bills all the way, man.
Patriots are minus 14 points, as we explained earlier in the ladies' locker room, what that means, the spread against the Bills. That's a 5 o'clock start. Yeah, what do you think, Paid? For 14 points? Double digits?
Well, I'm still up in the air about the spread deal because I'm still trying to figure that whole thing out. So,
that's true.
But obviously, anytime... I was going to say Tim Brady.
You don't have to bet the spread. You could bet the money line and just bet win or lose.
See, Jonathan is actually on our off hours, like if we actually hang out, he's been teaching me about, he brings the sheet and he shows me, he says, okay, look, you have to know this.
Listen to any betting advice that he gives you. Do yourself a favor.
Step away from the betting window.
Pick a few games, some picks for
the week? I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to take Buffalo tonight plus 14 at home.
It's still 14?
You just gave us the line.
Well, it may have changed. Oh, you don't have your
No, I do. I mean, it could be 13 and a half, 14, whatever the line is. This is a lot of points to give on the road against a division rival. I don't care how good or bad the Bills are. First of all, the Bills do have a very good defense when they actually show up and play as a unit. We saw them earlier in the year go into Minnesota and put a beating on the Vikings, who I think has one of the better defenses in the league. Do I think Brady and company win tonight? Yes. I think it's more like a 7 to 10 point win. 14 points is too much. I think you're looking at maybe like a 30 to 20 score.
Well, let's do a quick rundown. Thursday night, Raiders, Niners, Jeffrey with a G.
I don't know why anyone would even want to watch that game.
Except for Tanya Brennan cares.
Wait a minute. I like the Raiders, and I think they're going to come back.
Bears are playing the Bills at 10 o'clock.
The next
on
time
Sunday
you're
going
to see the Raiders with a team is going to be in 2020 when they're going to be able to use all five of the first round draft picks that they traded away with Amari Cooper and Khalil Mack.
I want to thank our guest, LB Shore, for coming in the studio tonight. I want to thank Janine Valentine, our referee, keeping us apart from each other and scoring touchdowns. Jeffrey with the G Line One. Join us over to Moray Taste of Chicago right after the show. Eat well, party hard. That's my friend Jonathan Scott. Like us and share us. Peace out.
Yeah, yeah.
Today she's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?